With SRN News, I'm John Scott. More rainstorms are possible in parts of the deluged Midwest.
Heavy rain and flooding in Minnesota causing a partial failure of the Rapidan Dam, allowing the river to flow around it. Other parts of the state flooded as well. Minnesota Governor Jim Walz says resources are being deployed.
We have about 18 inches of rain over the last couple of weeks. What's happened is we've inundated the ground. There's nowhere for it to go.
The severe weather killed at least two people. Iowa officials say a man died trying to drive around a barricade over the weekend in Spencer. And in South Dakota, the governor said one person died. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, federal judges in Kansas and Missouri have blocked parts of a Biden administration student loan repayment plan.
The judges' rulings say that the U.S. Department of Education cannot help borrowers ease their loan repayment burdens going forward under a rule set to go into effect July 1st. In Kansas, the judge still allowed parts of the program that allows students who borrowed $12,000 or less to have the rest of their loans forgiven if they make 10 years worth of payments. The Missouri judge's order applies to different parts of the program. To issue a temporary order, each judge had to conclude that the states were likely to prevail at trial. These decisions, however, do not cancel assistance already provided to borrowers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Residents slowly returning to fire-ravaged Ruidoso in southern New Mexico. The mayor warning that some parts remain off-limits as special search and rescue teams go house to house along the hardest hit streets. Two people were killed, 29 unaccounted for. The Dow is down 284 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 186. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham wraps up a trip to the UK.
The popular evangelist preached the gospel to some 7,000 people in Glasgow over the weekend. Earlier this month, he held a similar event in Birmingham. Meanwhile, in the UK, Graham is also announcing he's starting a new fund to defend religious freedom in the British Isles. There are growing concerns in England and Scotland about new hate crimes laws that would threaten Christians' right to talk about their faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood will spend about $40 million ahead of November's elections to bolster President Biden and leading congressional Democrats. The political and advocacy arms of the nation's largest abortion business says they will initially target eight states: Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Montana, New Hampshire, and New York. Meanwhile, SBA Pro-Life America says it plans to spend $92 million targeting voters in many of those same states. This is SRN News. An alarming report indicates Iran has found a safe haven for its weapons in Lebanon. We have the latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
The British Telegraph revealed on Sunday that a huge stockpile of Iranian arms and munitions is being stored beneath Beirut Airport, a civilian airport located only 4 miles from the capital. Included are ballistic missiles, guided missiles, Burkhan rockets, explosives mixed with toxic powder, and much more. On Monday, a tour of the airport hosted by the Lebanese government for diplomats and journalists to dispel the report went awry when the invited journalists demanded but were denied access to the airport's air cargo center. The journalists left the scene and the transportation minister ended the event. The Lebanese accused Israel of spreading disinformation because the war has cost it business. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.